from the University of Winnipeg. This is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio. Looking at the seawall.
You're listening to Engage, a presentation of the University of Winnipeg Students Association, where your student union updates you on events, activities, and student issues.
Welcome back to UWSA Engage Podcast. It's your host today, Vice President External Affairs Omega, and I'm so excited for today's guest, Megan. Would you be able to introduce a little bit yourself a little bit?
Sure. So I am a counselor at the Wellness Center, and if you don't know, the Wellness Center is located in the Duckworth Center building. And so the other part of my role is to plan events around wellness, and that includes Thrive Week, which is going on right now as we record this. Yeah, so that's kind of my role.
Yeah, it's a busy week. Since we are currently recording this during Thrive Week, would you be able to tell us a little bit about what Thrive Week is and when did it begin and what do we do during this week?
Yeah, so Thrive Week actually began at UBC kind of way back in 2009. And a staff person from the UW was there, heard about their Thrive Week and thought it was a really great idea, brought it on over here to U of W. So we've been doing it at U of W since 2014. So yeah, it's been like 12 years of Thrive. And every year since I took over a few years ago in terms of the planning, I have been trying to like switch it up, grow Thrive, promote it a little bit more heavily, mm-hmm. just because wellness is really important to students. And I think it's a really great way to build students up during a time where it's pretty stressful mm-hmm. in November,
yeah.
like getting to those exam times. So
this is especially very, very stressful time of the year. I can attest to that as a student right now. Every single student that I've had conversation with, I was just like, this is just the worst time right now.
Yeah.
Every one of us are just struggling. So we see that in our events and just general meeting friends and assignment. Everyone is panicking. It's like right before the finals kick in, the midterm, everything is piling up just so you know you were like, oh, I just barely got through the syllabus, and next thing you know it's like term three.
Yeah.
So it's a lot, but I myself had an opportunity to be part of Thrive Week last year as a peer wellness educator, and that was quite an experience. And this is such a cool week for students to get involved and take that break, which is very necessary. What kind of event are we doing this year with Thrive Week?
Yeah, so this year we have, of course, some workshops. We've got some sort of like art-based activities, which I think are quite popular. People mm-hmm. are kind of looking for that break from studying, mm-hmm. engaging different parts of their minds and, you know, like getting their hands on something. So that's always really great. We've also got our wellness fair, and that is where a bunch of groups across campus and also from the community kind of come together and offer information about their services. And we also host a lot of giveaways and contests. Yeah, just to kind of get students hyped about wellness.
Yeah, and UWSA is also having the Doggo Day. That's tomorrow, normally on Thursdays, I believe. And a lot of coffee breaks. There's study sessions with library, with free coffee. That's always popular with students, free coffee and getting things done. Just in context of everything, what is Wellness Center and what kind of services students receive with the Wellness Center?
Right, yeah. So as I mentioned, Wellness Center is located in Duckworth, and that is where students can go for health services. Mm-hmm. So we partner with Clinic with a K, and they share space with us. So they have a nurse practitioner on staff 4 days a week, and she sees students and staff, actually, for any kind of health concern. Mm-hmm. Very convenient, since you're already here pretty much every day. And then the other piece is where I work in student counseling services. And so students have access to free counseling, you know, several sessions, depending on the need. And, yeah, students can come for basically any reason, any type of concern. So just to, like, mention a few, just to give some examples, students are coming in with anxiety, yeah. Depression, stress, of course, very stressful in the life of students. Motivation and procrastination is also frequently brought up. Mm-hmm. Relationships of any kind, friends, family, romantic partners. Mm-hmm. Also, you know, international students just kind of adjusting to Canada, adjusting to Winnipeg, adjusting to university life. And I think probably one of the most brought up and the most discussed is kind of like isolation and loneliness. Okay. It can be very hard to come into a university where maybe you don't have a lot of connections. And so, yeah, students are definitely seeking support around those types of things. And just also, of course, health. You know, if your health is not so great, if your mental health is not so great, definitely come on over to the Wellness Center. We can help you out.
And it makes it so accessible, especially, you know, with insurance and navigating all of that. It can be really tricky for students to get that support. So knowing that you can have those services right at the door, like you can just walk out of your class and your school building and just walk to the next building, and there's just those services and someone equipped to help you navigate those challenges is really, really comforting to know as student too. And I feel like a lot of students either don't know that it exists or maybe hesitate to access those services a little bit, but or maybe do not have clarity in terms of what exactly is done within student wellness. I personally love that there's little, you know, little treats here and there every time you walk in the wellness center, even if it's just generally, if you're just feeling off and just want to talk to someone, it's always good to have that space in many ways. But yeah, no, it's really cool. Well, I guess since your journey at UFW, what do you love most about being part of our campus and working with students?
I started at the UFW about 4 years ago. And since coming here, I have really, really enjoyed working with just like so many different people from all different backgrounds, around all different kind of challenges. And so the work is never the same 2 days in a row. It is always different, always evolving. And students in general, I find, are really driven, just kind of motivated people, right? And so they're coming for support, yes, but they're also like learning a lot, implementing strategies, you know, finding ways to just kind of like get through the rest of the school year, get to that summer break, which most or a lot of students have. I really like the variety of the work here. And UW culture is pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's always different people from everywhere and different background. And I'm sure that makes it very unique work environment to work with students coming from all across the world. And that's something that I really enjoy about being part of UFW too. It's just folks from everyone with all different experiences, and you never know. You just grow every day, and it's really exciting to be part of the community. And, you know, with students, I guess, being adults and navigating life in itself, not necessarily, I guess the idea is like for students to be like, oh, I have to have a problem, I have to suffer from this or have a condition or be struggling. I'm not struggling, I don't need to go. But I feel like one of the biggest thing that I find very helpful that the wellness team is so equipped with is also just handling day to day and just being an adult, because this is all like all of our first time doing life, and there's so much value in that relationship too. In your experience, what kind of changes or growth have you witnessed within, you know, your department, or are there any programs or resources available to students that they might not be aware of?
Yeah. So things have definitely shifted and changed throughout the years that I've been here. The team has changed quite a bit in that period of time. We're welcoming some new staff next month even, which is very exciting. I'm trying to think of so many specific examples of like what has shifted. Definitely like our intake process has shifted since our intake specialist has arrived on scene, and she is really great. Another thing I wanted to mention is that if you have any kind of concern, you're not sure where to go, like if the wellness center's supports would be the best place for you, our intake person can help you navigate that. She's so knowledgeable about community resources, other resources on campus, and she's so willing to make referrals. So we really love that about her, and she's been doing a great job. We've been trying to do a little bit more around Mental Health Week, which is in May. Not something that we were doing so much of in the past. I'm trying to make that grow, maybe a little bit similar to Thrive, be offering activities and events during that period of time. So that's definitely one thing that I've seen change kind of just recently in the past year or two.
I feel like as a student, I personally, with my background, being mostly around mental health and psychology and that experience, I've been a biggest advocate for mental health, and especially when we talk about students, it's so important that we talk about mental health along with it, especially now more than ever, because we are navigating so many things as students. So always when there are days and weeks long event like Thrive and Mental Health Week, it's always so beneficial for students to have those, and I'm so grateful that I'm in a position to advocate for more mental health resources and more support in that direction. But it's very intricate, I guess, to understand what students really need and how we work best with ever-evolving sets of students with different needs as the year progresses. But so far, you've been great. And there are different counselors. Would you be able to explain a little bit more for students who are, you know, wanting to understand who are the counselors? I know there are different counselors for international students and different, depending on who you're most comfortable talking with. And I'm aware that we also have a doctor through psychiatrist. And I know a lot of students do not know about those services that you could still access through Student Wellness. If you could talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, let's start with the psychiatrist. So through either your family doctor or our nurse practitioner here on campus, if there is some need of assessment around your mental health, maybe that's seeking a diagnosis or consultation about medications, then this is someone that you can be referred to. And the nice thing about that is there's generally quite a long wait for psychiatry out in the community in Winnipeg. But this is a little bit of a fast track. Can't ever guarantee, but most times you're able to be seen within a good period of time, like a few months, which is very speedy in comparison to other settings. And so, yes, it is a great partnership that we have with them. And definitely, if that's something that somebody is thinking of, wanting to explore, book an appointment with our nurse practitioner or one of the counselors, and we can talk more about that. In terms of the counseling team and kind of our varying backgrounds and roles, we do have kind of all different types of degrees, I guess you could say. My degree is in counseling psychology. We have social workers, and we have an occupational therapist. And yeah, I'm not so sure about our new staff coming in, but we kind of vary across the board. You're getting different kinds of background and slightly different kinds of support. And so if the first counselor you meet with is maybe not the best fit for you, mm-hmm. definitely reach out. We'll get you paired with one of our others because we do differ in some ways. Yeah. We also have just different roles, right? Some of our counselors are just seeing kind of everyone who comes through the doors, but other counselors are spending time in different spaces as well. So we do have a counselor spend time in an Indigenous Student Services Center, mm-hmm. And she is kind of available for that population in their space, which is very nice. Mm-hmm. It's very lovely over there. And then we also have our counselor who's working with international students. And so, yeah, their backgrounds are just kind of a bit more knowledgeable of those, the types of challenges that those from those populations would be facing. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really great that we've created those specialized roles and, added that to our team.
Mental health with students have evolved in such a different way where it's kind of hard to access help. I guess in terms of your experience and what you're able to share, how have you generally experienced mental health, accessing mental health care through students in terms of how reluctant they are, how is their journey at the end of the time, like the first time you meet them versus later in like 4 years. Even myself, I remember I first reached out to Student Wellness as I was having difficulty navigating, my journey in university, being the first person navigating university and an international student myself. I had reached out to the team, and that was my year one, and it's been like 4 years since I've been in touch with the team, and I feel like even they've seen me grow as a person within that space, and I'm sure that's a different, you know, that's an experience for yourself too. So I'd be curious to see a little bit of like your end of the light on like how you feel about how you see that journey, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, I feel like the Wellness Center is often the very first time someone has ever reached out for supports around their mental health or around any kind of struggle, really. And it can be very kind of awkward, kind of strange to talk to a total stranger about your life. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of people, thankfully, have really good peer supports, like friends, family members. But sometimes you want something a little bit different, maybe someone outside the situation who can kind of offer a different point of view. And so, yeah, I do think a lot of the time it is their kind of very first experience talking to someone about their life that isn't super familiar with their life. Mm-hmm. I do find that over time, students generally kind of become a bit more comfortable, mm-hmm. right? That first meeting, kind of awkward, really nervous, definitely understandable. But over time, it seems like, you know, they can come very comfortable with the person that they're meeting with. And you know, also implement different things that they're taking away from those conversations, whether that's like specific skills or just like a different way of looking at things, a different strategy to manage their schedule or their sleep or, you know, really, really anything. Mm-hmm. I do find that the ones that, you know, kind of make it a priority definitely, I think, gain the most from it. Mm-hmm. And that's very hard. That's very hard to do because you guys are all so busy. And we understand that too, right? We really try to work with your schedules and make sure you can come in when it works for you. Yeah. I do find like after several meetings, generally most people kind of come away with a sense of like, I know how to help myself now. And maybe I don't need to keep coming. Maybe I just come in every once in a while for a check-in. But yeah, it's really amazing to see that growth sometimes. And you know, my favorite part of my job is when I'm no longer needed by that person, right? Because mm-hmm. that means they've had some change in their life and they're able to navigate it on their own. And like that is the ultimate goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To give the skills necessary. I always, I'm like, I want to keep seeing because now it feels, now I have a connection.
Right, yeah.
It does feel that. And you can always, I guess, you can always check in. And that's the cool thing about it, having so close to school. One of the things, I guess, in just looking forward towards future, what do you think what do you think that university can do, or just how can the department evolve, or mental health in itself and how we perceive it and how we talk about it, think about it, evolve and stays relevant in for future? Mm-hmm. Or what would you just generally would like to see more of on campus?
Yeah, I feel like we as a team are constantly talking about what could we add? What could we be doing different? Mm-hmm. And how can we better support the students during their time here? And I think that, you know, some ideas that have come by have been to find better ways to spread the word about the fact that we're here. Mm-hmm. We do notice like a big uptick of intakes anytime we do like an event. Mm-hmm. And that's because people are kind of learning about us for the first time. So we definitely want to be still spreading the word, you know, in better ways and mm-hmm. making sure that everyone is aware that we're here. Yeah. And I think, you know, expanding on the peer wellness educator role, mm-hmm. it's going to be very exciting when that becomes kind of like a fully, you know, it's still in kind of like an experimental phase, I would say, where we're kind of figuring out like what's working best. We're going to be having a new staff at some point mm-hmm. come in to take over organization of that. But I do think that's going to be a huge, huge thing. Yeah. And you know, just having those peer connections.
Yeah.
Because students connect with other students in different ways than they do connect with, like, a counselor. Yeah. And so I feel like that's one of the most exciting things I'm looking forward to in the future, just mm-hmm. sort of seeing that program develop and become fuller and, yeah, start planning some really exciting events, hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always cool when I was part of that peer wellness educator team, and during there was a period where we didn't know what the future of that program was, and that was what put me in this position, because I was just like, there is no way that program, something like that, would just be a second thought, because I've seen it firsthand on how impactful that can actually be for students, and even for students who are in that role, like, they put so much more as a person to be able to do that for other students, and also they themselves grow in so many ways. And it's like, oh no, we need more of those. And it's such a cool thing, because you can talk about literally anything, and it could be still a safe space and, you know, confidential and a lot of things. So that's really cool to experience as a student. And events are always so fun. I hope there are more mental health oriented events and more conversations across all the tables where services are concerned, where we're concerned about student services. I hope there are more mental health conversations that are happening, and I'm a big advocate on every department with that, because any services from financial services to awards to any student services, be it accessibility services or just simple health plan related, it's so important to understand where our students are coming from and the mental health component to it, because as adults we're navigating so much as we navigate university, so it's just no-brainer. And I guess one of the things that we've probably didn't mention that's so relevant for students, and we often get asked about, is getting support through student wellness team, because sometimes you probably get a flare-up if you have a chronic illness, or maybe you need to see, you get sick, but then you have 3 assignments due tonight, but then you just can't even move. Who do you talk to right away? So, and you get asked for a sick note or this or that, but then you can't really tell the professors, like, hey, I'm sick, but then you're you know, wanting to navigate that, maybe get extension, maybe get academic support. I feel like that's a component that we kind of fail to see that is also provided through student wellness services if you actually have that conversation. And that's the cool thing about student wellness services. It's not just those services, but there's a component of advocacy when you need to. When you can't advocate for yourself, there's someone doing that on your behalf, especially concerning your health, to, and I guess you would have more accurate knowledge about that.
Yeah, yes. And yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because that is something that we do pretty frequently when students are running into challenges, specifically with their studies. We're definitely someone that you can talk to about that, sort of find the path forward. And if that involves maybe me or one of the other counselors reaching out to people on your behalf just to kind of express, you know, the depth of the struggle that you're going through right now, and mm-hmm. and kind of the needs for support during this. And I do sometimes think that when it's coming from another professional in the university, mm-hmm. it maybe has like a little bit of weight to it, right? And you know, if a prof is getting a message from one of us, maybe they're taking that and really believing in that and wanting to be of help.
Yeah. And it's that extra mile that everyone's wanting to go to support student that I really appreciate. And well, just moving away from all of this, how do you take care of yourself? Just because it's Thrive Week too, just a check-in with yourself, because I'm sure it's a lot for you to manage the role and to carry so much. And just a general suggestion around the theme of Thrive, what it is for, you know, as a person, like, what can we do to thrive? What can we do to navigate this mm-hmm. complicated time? And how do you do that for yourself?
Yeah. Definitely divided kind of time sets specifically aside for more than one aspect of your life, right? Like when I leave work at the end of the day, I'm kind of doing something to transition out of my work mind. I'm not looking at emails when I'm at home, for example. I am, you know, getting home, I immediately change my clothes. Like I just get into my home space mm-hmm. and I feel like I'm very present in that way. I'm not thinking about work. And so students having so much, you know, studies taking up so much of their time, so much of their mind space, I think it's really great if you can actually set aside your time and like not sacrifice that time, right? Kind of protect that time and have that be just you time, right? Where you're in a different mental space, you're in a different physical space even maybe, and just sort of giving yourself that break. It's so important because it kind of catches up with us when we're just like go, go, go on just one thing. We start to feel really unsatisfied, like, oh my gosh, I have no time for the things I really enjoy mm-hmm. and it's all of these responsibilities all the time. So yeah, that's one strategy that I use and I feel like others could use.
100%. I feel like as a student, that's like, oh, that's so challenging because you're just trying to optimize everything and you're like watching a lecture as you do this, and we're just not fully taking that break because you're just trying to do so much at once. So definitely a good reminder. Thank you so much for that. And I guess what can we expect for Thrive Week next year, since I guess this episode will come out next week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, I'm already thinking about things that we want to do for next year. I'm definitely hoping for more kind of like drop-in type things. I think students are very busy during this time, as we mentioned. And so having something that's like short and just having this ability to kind of drop in on it, take what you like from it and, mm-hmm. you know, run off to your next class or your next study session. So I definitely want to keep things maybe kind of like a little bit more simple mm-hmm. next year. And one thing that I would love to put out there is that I am open to suggestions from students. So please, please email us at studentwellness@uwinnipeg.ca if you have ideas for Thrive. Like, what do students actually want to see from us? What kind of events? What kind of, you know, things get you to come out to these things, right? Like, do we need to offer food at all of our events? Do we need to, you know, change up what we're offering? Yeah, I'm open to all feedback, and I would love students' input on that. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much for having me.